Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We ride.
Take the black to wear.
Night.
I give up my money to give me some day, so double up to the
spot you need. We got 20 get POV, ring for the green leaf.
Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor feet when they roll so low.
Break if you can't get away, but it don't stay. Yeah, yo, keep your bank roll.
Yeah. We're having a celebration.
Love to stay high. You can never believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime after crime.
From the creep to the bag, cause mom's got a grub on the grill.
If we got the go, oh,
you know it's the first of the run that my choose. We thugs for real.
She said, I'm a runner, go get in my stance. Watch, I make sure no one snatches my check. And that's the real man. Sold in the mail and put it up in my pocket. So let me hit it and land it down. To give me a dub about 10 dollars. But ain't no bucket, ride that, read up. Hop on the 10 to the click. Ready to get him up with him at the and to catch that hill. Man, I gotta get there. Flare, flare, holler, holler. Say, clear, got much to offer. When I'm a peeps on 93, I'll open the clock like for some dollars. So get a back of gay, I wanna quarter out. Oh, one of my clusters got the same. And we gonna run it all up the smoke. Tell them the trees that hydro. We know what the cuts so the bucks to the po-po. Toss the giggled and low, the ball on the same old. Running through the alley, in the mallet. Up at the second of sundown, no front row. January, no 9th of December, I'm loving the first of the month.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, November 1st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday. And I want to start by just thanking everybody who reached out. The genuine, sincere people who reached out and expressed condolences regarding my Yankees. I appreciate that. I do, for the genuine ones. For the scumbucket haters, I appreciate you all too. But I'm going to deal with it in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to pay my debt to Purdy. I'm going to let him have his moment. He deserves it. I'm glad to see his Dodgers won. You know, glad to see one of us long-suffering sports fans, me and Purdy for Purdy. But, yeah, we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But for those who genuinely did reach out, I appreciate you all. I do. All right? But it is Friday. We are going to open up the lines. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. The FYI for you. And got to remind you, join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd, 2024. Beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. So be sure to look on out for that. And speaking of the Nassau Guardian celebrating its 180th anniversary, The Vision Challenge Spot, the 180th logo competition, is in full swing. First drawing just took place, and the winner of the first $180 jackpot is Glendina Mills. So congratulations to Glendina Mills. You can come on down to the Nassau Guardian with your ID to collect your prize, or just give the Guardian a call at 242-302-2300. 242-302-2300. But congratulations, Glendina Mills. You are the winner of the first Guardian Vision Challenge. You spotted the 180th logo, and you're the first drawing took place, and you're our lucky winner. Come and get your $180 right here at the Guardian. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, like I said, we are going to open up the lines, and we do have lots to talk about. And it starts with the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, huge sidewalk sale going on at the Fine Threads. Today and tomorrow, top of the hill, Mackey Street location. Definitely want to check that out. 50% off. Nobody does a sidewalk sale like Fine Threads. Top of the hill, Mackey Street. Check them out today and tomorrow. For more information, simply log on to findthreads.com. All right. Here is what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Brought to you by Fine Threads. Big huge headline. Not guilty. Cornish acquitted. You know we saw that coming. Cornish acquitted. Story by Artesia Davis. North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish was on Thursday acquitted of raping, assaulting, and threatening to kill his former girlfriend after a trial before Justice Renee McKay. The jury of eight women and one man delivered their decision in the high-profile case after almost 2 hours of deliberation. Cornish had lunch at Cafe Matisse with his legal team of Owen Wells, Ty Pender Mackey, and Lily. During the deliberation, in most cases, defendants are remanded to Central Police Station while the jury considers their fate. But nonetheless, he's found not guilty. And he was quoted as saying, "I'm ready to turn the page." Struck by Travis Cartwright Carroll, North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish said yesterday he's ready to turn the page on what has been the most difficult chapter of his life after he was acquitted of raping, assaulting, and threatening to kill his former girlfriend. A jury of eight women and one man delivered their decision yesterday after almost 2 hours of deliberation. In a statement, Cornish said, "Today I am blessed to turn the page on what has been the most difficult chapter of my life. And I owe my deepest thanks to Almighty God for his constant faithfulness and guidance. It is only through his grace that I'm here today." Well, we've seen that now. There it is. It's played out. Let me know what you guys think. Chief Justice, we need holistic solution on crime fight. Chief Justice Ian Winder said yesterday that stakeholders need to work together to lower crime levels. Struck by Tanika Thompson, you can read more on that. Minimum wage unacceptable, Mitchell says. It's unacceptable, and the Progressive Liberal Party must work towards implementing a living wage, Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell said yesterday. In a voice note sent to supporters, Mitchell commented on the drop in the national unemployment rate from 9.9% at the end of last year to 8.7% for the first half of 2024, saying it was good news. Saying that the price of inflation pushing up the price of goods and services, the government needed to do more in regards to minimum wage. And Mr. Mitchell, I think, talks to some business owners. I don't think they want to see an increase in minimum wage. Some of them toting blows because of minimum wage right now. Not saying that workers don't deserve a proper minimum wage. But if it puts people out of business, okay then. It's pretty much self-explanatory after that. But like I say, text lines are open, phone lines are open, you can chime in. We're going to pick up this and more on the flip side of the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Chews. You got it locked to the Friday, November 1st edition of Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
I am joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
The first of the month, and I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, sipping on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we get to the front row. Stay buzzing all night, we ride. Gotta get the black to wear. It's not the night. I give up my partner to give me some yay, so double up to the sweat you need. Please give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor peep when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it toast that yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah. We're having a celebration. Love to stay high. You can never believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime after crime. From the creep to the bread, cause mom's got a grab on the grill. If we got the bow, oh, you know it's the first of the month, and my tools be thugs for real.
Back at you on the Friday, November 1st edition of Talking Heads. Bone Thugs and Harmony doing it to you right there. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. It's all good. Google it. I mean, you're too young. All right, we're into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, they got a huge doorbuster event going on. $12 shoes on entry. All right? Rosetta Street, November 1st and November 2nd. That's today and tomorrow. Be sure to check that out, all right? $12 tables while supplies last this Friday and Saturday at our Rosetta Street location only. Shop at our storefront, $12 sale, a sale table for can't-miss deals you just won't find anywhere else. Shop smart, save big, and leave with a smile only at John's. So be sure to check that out at John's Rosetta, all right, the flagship store. Definitely a good look, man. All right, get yourself hooked up. All right, so we're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And what you guys buzzing on? Chime on in. Let me know what you're buzzing on. What's got your goat? What's got your... Let me check the text lines. Naughty, it is with a heavy heart that I send sincerest condolences to you, not only on your loss, but myself as well. I really wanted the Yankees to win. I wanted Jazz to be on top. We all did. I wanted it for my late good friend, Frankie the Yankee, too, man. Frankie Simmons. Man, I miss him. And boy, I tell you, I'm sure we'll get it on the next go-round because this is the first of many for the Yankees. We'll be back. We'll be back. Naughty, all of us with sense knew Cornish would be acquitted. Enjoy the show as always. Appreciate you listening. Thank you for the text. And yeah, boy, I feel it about them Yankees. And yeah, we knew that one was coming. You tell us something we didn't know. Great show as usual, Naughty. You should not play that song. People playing the game Duck Rent today, and you reminding the Don Naughty Rent is due. Man, I'm playing a hip-hop classic. Now, whatever that does to the landlords, one way or another, that's beyond me. I'm just breaking it off for hip-hop aficionados worldwide. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Nets.
Naughty, what's happening? What's happening?
Mystery, what's going on, buddy?
All is well, man. You know what got me buzzing?
We got you buzzing.
The fact that they vandalized that old lady's home in Freeport, Grand Bahama, man.
Listen to me, for God's sake.
That's
I made a post about it. I talked about it, Mystery, and I said initially when it went down, because there were red flags, I said, boy, look here, Mother Hades on a scholarship.
I'm telling you.
But if she didn't go to first stop and now she returns it, but this happens, and I'm not saying she did it, but obviously something ain't right. Something stinks in Denmark. You know what I mean? Because the house wasn't vandalized. Now all of a sudden it's vandalized.
$20,000 worth of destruction, man.
My God.
That is insane.
And
just leave it alone.
It's that dog in the manger mentality. If I can't have it, you can't have it. You know? It's like that's what's got this country the way it is, you know?
You're right, sir. You're right.
We're dealing with a lot of BS with the politicians, past, present, and now on top of that, you know, we permeated to that kind of cutthroat mentality now. We're going to be strong and wrong. I tried to get away with something underhanded. It didn't happen, but now here you go. We got to get out of that,
buzzing,
man.
Naughty?
Huh?
You know what else got me buzzing?
What?
That not guilty verdict. Now, let's look at the jury.
Poof.
It was seven women. Seven women and one male. And you're going to tell me, out of those seven women, none of them had remorse for that young lady? That's unbelievable.
Well, like they say, it's a jury of your peers. It was selected, and obviously that's what they came to, so we can't question it. That is what the jury came to. That was their conclusion.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I mean... things that speak volumes in this country, Mystery, and there's a lot of things that really people should address more that we don't, and we just let it go to the back pages until it happens again, and then we make a hullabaloo about it, and it goes to the back pages, and we just keep spinning the wheels in the mud, you know?
You're right. Yeah, just one more thing I got to hit you with before I leave, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a losing season this year, man. Everything's going to lose. Everyone. I mean, the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Lakers.
And you know what, Mystery? That won't be the first time, and it won't be the last. See you in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
You tell me, man. I shared the sentiments with the last caller, but I saw some stuff on WhatsApp, but I kind of busy. I didn't even know it was the ladies' home, but, you know, you understand me. I
just, yeah.
Basically
yeah, Naughty, the gist of it is it's been vandalized.
Yeah, but I just say I had a conversation with somebody who works in the legal profession, and he just today he had my voice on the radio, and they very learned. I learned a lot of stuff from them just in that 20 minutes conversation. But he actually disclosed to me that one of the problems is I think they I was hearing some was there some talk recently about a trial by judge.
Trial by judge
versus the jury, right? Because it was really disclosed, like the jury pool, right? The caliber of the jury pool is really what leads to the middle. This is what I mean, and so they don't want to admit this, but it's obviously, you know, but with Mr. Cornish, right? I wouldn't get too upset because, I mean, him and the young lady had a relationship. I don't know what is true or what ain't true or what. You understand? That's done.
Right.
That's done a dubious situation. So I don't want to judge him because I myself have been accused, not of rape, but other things. And I was completely innocent numerous times. So I really don't get too. You understand what I'm saying, Naughty?
Right.
When people accuse,
you have your perspective on it because of.
And the EU, they don't really know what it feels like. So I can't hate on the brother. I ain't coming to hate. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. I mean, you understand? That's to show you now. That been in the case, a wife been in the case against a husband, it can be futile. You see what I'm saying, Naughty? And he's mad in the mouth anyway. People ain't really siding with that type of BS. You understand me? But it is what it is. I thought it was a stranger or like a rape, an ape who turned into a rape, like the situation with this police, right? I mean, it's very embarrassing and very inglorious. And it was on social media. But what I'm saying is, if it's in the Tribune or the Guardian, why don't people read it? That's what I'm saying is, I just hate that. It's
you know what they say about us Bahamians? You want to hide it from something? You want to hide something from us? Put it in writing.
But,
you know what they've been saying for years?
Those were very inhumane and very. I mean, the fact that they say anything, the woman asks for children and Ray and all that, but the lady there. What kind of. That can't be true, Naughty. That means that something's wrong with their mind. Something is going on. They're not psychoanalyzing these people because if I see a lot of apples falling up the tree, then naughty guys like me, but only a few bad apples. Come on, man. Yep, thanks. Yeah,
by 52. Good points and good stuff as always. I got to this other call. Talking heads.
No, Asia. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Not a thing. I agree with 52 and the other caller. See, I have been accused. I had a young lady living with me with her baby. And I decided I wanted to break the relationship off, right? And I call her parents and her sisters, them tell them, come for her. And the next thing I know, one of my boys stop after I put them out. One of my boys stopped by me and AME, his name was Shaky. He's a police officer because he was living right down the road from me. And he came to AME shortly afterwards.
I believe I know of the Shaky of which you referred to also
yeah,
as well.
Shaky, my boy. So then I look, the police call me on my phone and tell me I need to report to the police station and bring my fire and bring my gun.
What?
So I say, okay, no problem. Went to the police station. The sergeant checked me in, out east, and I asked him what's going on. He said that the young lady and her sisters came there, report the fact that I put a gun on her baby and possibly put them out of my apartment. And thank God for Shaky. God added that. Shaky Parson, they went into the same police station, came back, and told the police officers it didn't go like that. You understand? So I understand what Cornish being true. And if he gives you anything, I hope he learned his lesson. But you can't go to court with emotions, Naughty. I see a Bahamian people need to learn this. You could have emotions out here, and what you feel and what you think out here, when you go to that court, you drop all them emotions to the door, and you carry your evidence. And that is why that young girl, even if it was a case, she lost that. She didn't take her evidence. That's the problem with that. Now, one more thing, Naughty. How come every time your team get beat, or barely them beat, or something like that, who does Dr. Jesus get these six left front?
Hold on, Thursday eyes be off every Thursday, so your face is not handsome and you don't love God, if you even want to go there.
When you get your sex in the club, but I won't go here too much.
But eyes be off every day. How many months, Bertie, been hosting Thursdays, man?
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you know.
Maybe you need a prescription because if you miss that, something wrong with you, not me.
Anyway,
go clean your firearm before the police call for you again. Hey, go on.
I see.
Yeah, see you later. Mr. Producer, how many Thursdays? Is Thursday not is my... Let me clarify something. I have always been affiliated for years prior to doing talk radio with some of the best talk shows in the country because I was the morning show that came on before some of them. I was the show that came on after some of them. But I say that to say this. When you have a show, you always have somebody that fills in for the host. And in all those incarnations, I watched, and I say, you know what? It's always good if you ever do it to have a good co-host. But I also noticed over the years that it was only in the case of emergency. And then I saw my good friend Juan McCartney, you know, offer opportunities to folks once a week to hold it down, because I agree with Juan, if you're going to be able to fill in for me, you should be able to have a platform and have something to say on at least one day. So thus, therefore, i.e., why Pearly has Thursdays. And it allows me to give back to the community in the form of coaching during baseball season and community efforts in that regard. And also, this time of year is really busy with corporate gigs and stuff with groups in the hotel. So, you know, I give thanks. So that's why GNN. And if you miss that, like I say, you need to go get a prescription or something. So, let's get back to the phone, to the text lines. Naughty, any other news on Ragged Island night flight? Do you think, in Cornish case, in my opinion, do you think that the long wait before the investigation played a part? I'm sure there's mitigating factors that went into to the decision, but at the end of the day, he was went to court, he had his day in court. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. And that's the law. The chips have fallen where they may. And now he must proceed. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? St. Petersburg. How you doing, man?
Thank goodness to hear from you, brother. I haven't heard from you in a minute, boy. And I heard that storm dropkick St. Petersburg, boy.
Hey, this morning I woke up. My right arm was itching, right? I say, some money coming in. Run to the mailbox, spam it, and send me that check, man.
My boy. Well, you know, you know what my late mother used to say, man. If your hand's itching, rub it on your, you know what, because it'll come to pass. You know, rub it on because it'll come to pass.
Run to the mailbox, spam it, send me that. You know, $1,500. You know, better than nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, then me and my son, we fitting to go early vote, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people getting on me because I tell them the Republican Party, you know, I don't want identity politics anymore. I stop that, you know what I'm saying? I want ideas, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these people who say they're Christians, but they want to vote for people who for same-sex marriage, gender alteration, kids, and all that.
So y'all go to the polls in the weekends, and a lot of people have already voted by pre-ballot, correct?
Yes. A lot of people, you get early voting stuff in mail.
So what's the tone there, St. Pete? Because I can be honest with you. What's the tone?
Man, I know a lot of black people say they're tired of the Democratic Party. You know, even if they don't vote next time, they want to make a statement. Because the Democratic Party, they take the black vote for granted. They're just like, if you run for office, right, you don't have to campaign to your wife because you know your wife and your immediate family are going to vote for you. That's what the Democratic Party do. They don't really care about the black because they know 90% of the black vote going to go to the... A lot of these black people, I've seen so many black men walk around with mega hats and get Trump stickers on their car. You know, they're gonna make a statement. You know what I'm saying? Even if they don't go to the next election, they're going to make a statement. They're like, Obama come over there and they want to chastise black people and spike these thoughts. You need to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. These celebrities, they want to tell people how to vote, but yet, you know, they get successful and all that stuff, but they want to just throw this at people. Man, let me just say, Trump's going to get 80% of the black vote. Trust me. It's going to be, and a lot of people, all these celebrities, oh, but I want to leave the country and all that stuff. Let them leave.
You know, so let me ask you, you feel better now because you sound like you was a little fired up. And see, me, I know from working with them American comics, I know how Americans go. You can't be talking this every day over there. They ain't gonna talk to you, St. Pete. You ask some of your friends over there in America, your good friends. Hey, so George, how you voting? Hey, St. Pete, that's none of your business, buddy.
But guess what? If they don't have to talk to me, long they don't put no bread on my table. They don't pay my bills. I give a you know what about them? I don't care about them because you know the same type of people who you know most of the people they really don't care because. I don't care. As long as you don't put no bread on my tip, I'm going to vote the way out.
Well, then you shouldn't even let them get to you, St. Pete, because it sounds like you have your mind made up. You comfy with your decision and do what best works for you, brother.
Okay, you know, but a lot of them talking about, they're going to block me on Facebook.
But just remind your boy Trump when you vote for Trump, don't talk no smack about the Bahamas like you did about Haiti and Jamaica and other places.
And listen, even if he lose, I still vote my ideas. I don't care. I want them... just like all this stuff they try to get him off the ballot and all the stuff. You know, if you can beat the man, beat him at the ballot poll. You know what I'm saying? Like all these cases, you know, all them indictments.
Listen,
St. Pete. To each his own.
Well, listen, breathe, my brother. I hope it all goes well for you, man. All right?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. You know? Musa. Go enjoy your new ride, what you got from your accident. Go count your FEMA money, you know what I mean? Because I know you done cashed that check. Love yourself. Put on your MAGA hat and love yourself.
Hey, I cash it. I just deposited it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, go look at it. Go look at it and look at the account balance grow, man. Be safe. We can talk to you soon, man.
All right, now, yo.
Be safe. Boy, they fired up, boy. Trumpy got them fired. They're ready to go. Naughty, why don't you and Pearly start putting for the Steelers? At least you'd win. A team is a better choice. Why? And my Cowboys beat the Steelers. Ye of convenient temporary amnesia. Why would I join a team to my Cowboys if you say are so pitiful? Just beat a couple of weeks ago. And boggy them up in Pittsburgh. Anyway. The math ain't mathin' on that one. Naughty, if Trump loses, he's going to jail. How's that going to play out? Boy, you're all fired up. But listen, I mean, you know, as a comedian, as a satirist, you can write it. You can't write it any funnier. You can't. Naughty, the plaintiff should sue the police force on grounds that they took too long, at least a month, to investigate the rape complaint after it was reported. Critical evidence could have been lost. And why was he allowed to have lunch at Cafe Matisse instead of being held at Central Police Station like the ordinary Bahamian has to? Text him your question. I agree. Your guess is as good as mine. But I guess there's rules for some and rules for others. Rules for thee and not for me, because I'm an MP. But be that as it may, not guilty was the verdict. And that is what, you know, we have to deal with. But anyway, we got to get to the break in short order. But before we do, like I said, there's other things we need to talk about real quick. You know, I had a couple of people text me privately just now and say, Naughty, I mean, you got to deal with this minimum wage situation. And it's true, business owners do want to give their staff, you know, a viable, good, livable minimum wage, but it's going to put them in a situation where they end up going out of business because they can't afford it, or they have to make cutbacks, then the math don't math. So it's easy for Mr. Mitchell to fly off at the mouth as usual, but have you really talked to business owners and consultants? No, you haven't. You're making an educated guess. And a lot going on. I guess this might distract some people from it, you know? Let me check the text lines. How did Stormy Daniels prove an affair with Trump? Since having discreet relations is hard to prove. The question is, what was the evidence that he had to be charged and why wasn't it thrown out then? Man, money, power, respect. We need it in life. I knew somebody at some point with all them when he brought it up was going to bring up the Stormy Daniels. I knew that was coming. I knew somebody was going to jump all over that. Anyhow. Listen. Some of y'all really need to start with the potholes. All right? I get it. Creative stuff you ought to do in now is beyond me, though. I saw a palm tree planted in one yesterday. Somebody planted a small palm tree in a pothole. I will see how long it lasts. Because obviously the motorists in the area are getting a kick out of it because it's a palm tree planted in a pothole. That pretty much explains it all. The depth of the pothole and so on and so forth. But we got people who could patch it creatively because we can't get people to patch it properly, professionally. Who's getting these contracts? Because a lot of times you see roads paved and potholes patched, and then a couple of weeks later, after a couple of good rains, potholes start again and comes back bigger and badder than the last time. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, champ?
Radio boy. Boy. Anyhow.
Last to lose we are. Last to lose we are. We're the last to go. That's what we get.
But y'all had a... If y'all just had... The pitching goes to show that was a little issue with y'all.
Yeah, we do have issues with the pitching. But like I said, you know, after all one, you know, we let it get away.
Yeah, y'all did good. But I call for the gentleman who hang up just now. And in some way, I agree with him, you know. I think Trump was, you know, things was better. The gas price ain't been as high as it is. You know, and I could go on.
Listen, Trump has his fans. I'm not taking away from that. Trump has his supporters.
The economy was much better. The economy was much better with Trump when Trump was in power. You know, gas was, what, 180-something?
I mean, they was getting it 180-something. We were still at $5.
Yeah, gas costs good money now with them now. And you could go on and on. They had the immigrant problem. He stopped them now. When they come there, they get
You cage children and take them away from their parents at the border. You don't have an immigrant problem.
I think, personally speaking, I think things was much better. Even for us, was much better than Trump was still.
Maybe on some days, but maybe not on others. But I don't know. We agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah, because see that woman, right? She was there and she ain't doing nothing. If you check out, I ain't seen nothing with they.
But Brave was DPM under Christie and he ain't do nothing and pinned on. Everybody get their shot, you know? Everybody get their shot at it.
I like how you say that. Yeah, but Trump had them, and they said they was going to, with the oil, they was getting rid of the oil, and they never get rid of the oil. The oil's still there. Yeah, but Trump say drill, drill.
Yeah, well, that's where I got a problem with Trump, drill, drill, because then he could try to bring his, you know, mess up here, do over here, and his high top tennis trying to drill, drill.
Yeah,
and you know, we got some politicians over here just baiting to drill, drill, since they used to rep for the oil companies. They ready to drill, drill, drill.
Well, over here, if you don't drill, the oil can stay here with us. I mean, you know why that's going to happen.
Let it stay right where it is. We got a blue economy. We ain't need to trouble that. I like boiled fish, not oil fish.
Yeah, but I glad you say that. The oil can stay right here for us for a number of years because of who involved. And you know that.
Yeah, well, then they need to stay right there under the ground for plenty of years.
The big money off the oil on us. You forget almost, what, $30 million a month?
I don't connect the dots, buddy. Bunkers he can't done. Remember, I didn't tell you that. Anyway.
Well, anyway.
Have a good weekend, but I appreciate you chiming in. I look forward to hearing you at 5 o'clock, because you know how Pearly going to do it. He's going to lay it on thick.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he ain't glory now.
Let him have his moment, man. Anyway. Let him have his moment. It's all good. All right, bro. But yeah, you got to connect the dots on a lot of things. I like this poet. I like this poet texter. He's like the poet, or she's like the poet laureate. I think he's a guy, the poet laureate of Talking Heads. Naughty, that case had no taste. It was a waste. I catch the play on words on the spelling, too. That's kind of funny right there. Naughty, if Trump loses, he would freak himself out again. Sorry for laughing, but listen. That is one part of Bahamiana and our vocabulary that I love. I just love that expression. Stop freaking yourself out. Oh, freaking yourself. That's a good one. I really like that one. That's always make me laugh. He will freak himself out. Again, you know how he go. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
No, this is St. Petersburg again, man. Check this out. About them kids and cages, that happened under the Obama administration, okay? So everybody talk about Trump.
Hold on. Hey, St. Pete, hold on now. I distinctly remember all during the Trump administration, they had atrocities with kids at the border in cages and separated from their parents.
Because
Trump painted the narrative that every Latino was a cocaine-dealing cartel. Now, just how I don't want him to die on Jamaica and Haiti and Bahamas, I can't let him know. Hora de vato loco, I can't let him do that for La Raza.
You can look it up. That's that Obama them was kids and separated from, you know.
Okay, did it not continue and happen under Trump? You sound like the hurricane that was blowing down your house.
I'm just saying it started under Obama. Okay, trust me. You have to take my word. You can look it up. And right now, under this administration, they say 350,000 kids, they don't know where they at. It's under this administration. So everybody wants. Some people, if they wake up in the morning and they constipated, they blame Trump for. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to take my word for it. It's out there.
I don't have to take your word for it. You know why? Because I'm a Bahamian. I live here. I got to worry about the FNM and the PLP. I just got to worry about who y'all decide to vote for. Because if they piss somebody off around the world who decides to fire a nuke at them, and you guys duck, guess who get in? Us. So, yeah, I care about what they say and what they do.
Just like the previous caller said, under Trump, the economy was better. Gas was cheaper. I remember when I used to buy a box of 60 eggs was $5. Now that same box of 60 eggs, you were like almost $30.
So why wasn't he reelected? Tell me why he didn't get reelected.
I don't know. The people wasn't sure. But look here, they paying for it now. They paying for it now. You got a lot of these people who live on fixed income, man. They have the truth being buying stuff and they Medicaid. Man, let me tell you something. I don't never tell nobody who to vote for, but under the Trump economy, people was making more, they were saving more, and they had more. Trust me. That's it. You can look it up. You know what I'm saying? Gas was never over $2 a gallon.
Yeah, that was for you. It was still $5 a gallon here for me, so, you know.
But I, like I said, I'm a Bahamian. I don't live in the Bahamas. I only can speak for where I live now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I'm glad you got it. And if Trump works for you, that's fine. At the end of the day, just like according to you, it started under Obama. He still had kids under the cages on his watch, too, though. So Peter is no better than Paul.
All them politicians will tell you. Yeah. See, a lot of people say they want to vote for the vice president because so they say she's black. Or she, I don't, me personally, she's a woman of color, but she.
But I tell you one thing. Y'all better not play with Kamala. She raised $268 million in 48 hours. That's narcos, cocaine, ransom money, but you don't play with people who know people and they know things.
I believe America is ready for a female president. I don't think she's the one. You know, that's just my personal opinion. I don't think she's the one. Because every time I hear that she want to get that little hyena laugh, you know.
Listen, I kind of find it funny as a comedian. I'm looking at America's options right now and I'm laughing. Because it's like irony on both sides. It's
Trump,
comical.
We did not know wars, you know what I'm saying? The world was more safer under the Trump administration, you know what I'm saying? Nobody say that they got to be blind, okay? I mean, that's my personal opinion, you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong, but even if Trump lose, I feel better because I vote my idea.
Hey, St. Pete, hold on though. I want you to have a good weekend because we got to get to the break, okay? So enjoy, man, and I hope it works out for you, Trump-wise. Let me check this text real quick. Naughty, St. Pete don't realize that he is almost or also an immigrant? If he decides to pull all immigrants, Trump does, then maybe St. Pete might be in that bunch. I thought St. Pete had good mathematics skills. The math ain't mathin', St. Pete. I hope Trump don't deport you. Wait, what is this on a Friday? Let's get to the break on that one. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll get into the news right after that. 5 o'clock, we'll talk sports. Pearly will be in the building, regalia. We'll deal with Pearly. We'll talk NFL. It's all coming up. Keep it right where you got it. Oh, God, this could be long in the 5 o'clock.
Here I come to put me down. Oh, God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm freaking me black and mild.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Friday. It's the weekend, baby, party time. I got the free ball and the four ball special for you today. The double whammy slammy.
1-0-8, 1-0-8.
Your three ball and the cuatro pelotas.
92-29.
Play them on win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with...
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is
in the world. Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off, October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m., happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. Retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Public Service, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We ride,
take the black to wear
night.
I
I give up my money to give me some yay, so double up to the spot you need. We got 20 good P.O.B. Ring for the green leaf. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor feet when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it don't stay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll. Yeah. We're having a celebration. Let us stay high, but it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime. Been a creep to the bread, cause mom's got a grub on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know what's the first of the run, my tools be thugs for real.
All right, we're back on the Friday. No, keep that mic off until I finish say what I have to say. November 4th. And then you could turn it on and, you know, the verbal diarrhea could start. But before I say what I got to say, kill that mic down. All right? All right. Now, we're into the sports. All right? Let me get this. I want to tip my hat to Pearly. Pearly is a long-suffering Dodger, like I'm a long-suffering Laker, Cowboy, and Yankee. He's a long-suffering Dodger, Dolphin, and Laker. Not easy putting for those teams. You got to take a lot of abuse from Johnny Come Latelys who don't respect the legacy of the franchise, the story of the franchise, the achievements of the franchise. They try to downplay him. Oh, but you did it. You did it. Like I always tell you, if you dated Halle Berry in 10th grade, you dated her in junior high. I mean, you dated her in college. You dated her when she was 20. You dated her when she's 30. If you dated her yesterday, you dated Halle Berry. It's an achievement. There's a reason why they give you trophies and they keep records. So you can't take away from the legacy. I also watched Pearly on this show and in another carnation before we came over here to Guardian have to eat it because his manager, Roberts, a couple of times, well, he was that guy right to the playoffs. And I think if Roberts came to the Bombers, Pearly would have been the first to give him the combo, Kong shot and collect bottle. But he's stuck by his manager. He's stuck by Roberts. He's taking the lumps. He's taking the blows. So even though it hurts my Yankee heart because I wanted to win so bad for my late friend, Frankie Simmons, I wanted to win so bad for Jazz so Jazz could have his moment. But the Yankees are that kind of franchise. It was good, the Cashman World Series. It's been a long time. He found a recipe to get us back. One thing you know about Cashman, once you get a taste, it's like a drug. And here we go. So I'm excited about the offseason. I'm excited about potentially re-signing Soto. May lose him to the Dodgers, but I know we're going to get pitching. But we were back. So I will take that and I will say, you know what? It's been a long time since I saw the Yankees in the World Series. Last time they played the Dodgers, same result. And I kind of knew we were going to be in problems because Fernando, Lord bless his soul, passed away right before the World Series. I know him and Lasorda was working hard. But for my friend Pearly, I am glad one of us get to sip from the golden goblet. If my Cowboys won, he would be happy for me. If my Yankees won, he would be happy for me. He would curse, but he would eventually be happy for me. So at this time, I am happy for my brother. I'm happy for the Dodgers. I got a lot of Dodger fans that support the Dodgers. It's been a long time. Y'all been choking the last couple of years, so I'm glad you got that bone out your throat.
Yep.
I'm glad you got where you needed to be.
Yep.
Hopefully some of the mojo will fall on my Yankees maybe next year, on my Cowboys, some miracle this year. Not on my Lakers till LeBron leaves. Amen. I need them to be a healthy two behind Kobe. I mean, one behind Kobe and two behind Jordan and me good. I give the floor to Pearly. You can be that guy. Oh, I will put on the Dodger. As while you talk, I will get dressed.
But, you know, I did. The whole hour yesterday was basically on the Dodgers World Series. So I'm happy. You know, if for some reason, if the Padres had beaten the Dodgers or the Mets had beaten the Dodgers, I would have crossed over and given my support to the Yankees for the World Series, and mainly because of my friend Naughty, and definitely because of Jazz Chisholm. I wanted to see Jazz do well. He did well, and I'm proud of the way he acted, the way he played. He embraced his time. He embraced the trade into New York. He embraced the World Series.
I know what this was. With
that's
this
a
was
whole lot. That's a 2020.
Danny Druffy.
That's a 2020. That been through some wars.
This was Danny Druffy.
That been through some wars.
This belonged to Don Druffy. Because, like, trust me, I've been this a man.
That been through wars. Only one person have ever won that. Only
yeah, but it looked like something live still in here. So no, I can't really put that
been
on.
I've been through some wars.
My hair looked too good, but this Cristiano Ronaldo got me rocking, boy. No, that's too good.
I just want you in the jersey. That's all. I just want you.
That's on.
I just want you to jersey. We can take that picture.
I'm ringing for all to see. All right.
A couple people tell me make sure send them picture.
Yeah, I know, cause they like mine. That's why. Anyway,
well, she does. I mean, she does. She likes me, so yeah.
Oh, that's stealing.
Yeah.
But she can't talk. That's why she like it, cause Mike always punched him in the mouth.
No, so it ain't
she,
that.
She can't talk to me.
It ain't that? No, she knows it. It ain't like you're talking to a dizzy blonde or nothing like
no,
that.
No, that's why I say she can't talk to me.
She know all the players on the Dodgers.
Did Mike always beat the Steelers?
Oh yeah, they sure did. Sure did.
So she gets the rock treatment from me until next football season. Know your role. Shut your mouth. Go talk to Birdie.
Yeah, well, you know, I got it.
You know, now if you wanna instigate but, something for basketball, you could have a friendly rivalry and so
she's
on.
She's
but
a Laker too.
As far as football goes, Miss.
Actually, she's not a Laker. She's a Golden State Warrior.
Miss, have several seats. You can't talk to me.
But I'll say much. I guess on my way all afternoon, I was watching the parade, and started at 2 o'clock our time. They had a tremendous turnout of people on the streets. Dodger Stadium was packed. They had the rally in Dodger Stadium was packed. You for the first time, you got to hear Shohei Ohtani speak English. And he gave us a little speech and congratulated. He's very happy to be here.
What did he say? Next time I do something, this time I do nothing.
Well, you know, well, Freddie said, let's
Konnichiwa.
Roll it. Freddie said he won't roll it back, so you know. But I just wanted
and that's another thing, too. Your guy, Freddie Freeman, I know. That's your guy. That's you follow him everywhere.
Yeah,
so
oh yeah.
I know it's like to follow a player and they win and they achieve at the highest level. So I'm happy for you.
He broke. He hurt me when he was the first baseman for the Atlanta Braves, and when he came.
Because I want to say something. Okay. I can't get the word out of my head, but I'm saying his big. If he does not hit that grand slam in game one,
might have been a different
that
start.
Series still playing. I'm probably saying it's so. Over, but the series still
probably
playing.
Probably so.
That was listen to me. When MJ came out, I said, yeah, Freddie, between the eyes. And I made the reference, between the eyes. Uh-huh. It was right there. That was a jugular shot. Because unlike the Dodgers, the Yankees haven't been there in a while. The Dodgers have been there, and I'm trying to bring up or memories, but you ought to have been, you know, bumped out when you all shouldn't have been, in my opinion, a couple of times.
And I mean, in the last 6 years, we should have had at least another World, and at least one more World Series.
Correct. But you got yours now, and in the moment, but that, I think, was a real jugular shot right there.
Yeah, it was. That was a jugular shot. When I saw Judge drop the ball, I was like, oh my God, here we go. This is going to be this the outcome.
And you could see the combo was there, when you know. Got a player of Judge's caliber having a moment like that. Yeah. It's sometimes the moment, and you got to get used to it so you know for next time.
And you know, a lot of people, they see these players and don't understand they are human.
Now, you know who showed no pressure, and I told you was going to show his behavior behind. It was Jazz.
Jazz
was
showed
cooler.
No kind of pressure. He was cool, like, man, I've been here before, you know. I've been here a couple
cooler
times.
Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for his future in New York, and I'm excited for the Yankees going back, because I think we're on to something with this Dodgers-Yankee World Series.
And, you know, the Yankees probably going to – you may lose Soto. You're going to lose Torres, most likely. But that doesn't take away from what you got coming
up. The farm is rich. We could replace Gleyber. I would like to keep Soto if we could. Gleyber, I'm going to miss him. But like other people that go before, you're part of the – you came here, Gleyber, replacing somebody else. And you too shall be replaced by the system.
Yeah, and you got great – the rookie pitcher, great pitcher.
What Cashman needs to do – is go to Pittsburgh, get Rolandis Chapman back, sit him in the bullpen, and let him do what he do. The ninth inning exclusively.
No, I know. You got to close in Weaver. Weaver's great.
I love Weaver, but Weaver's had to do too much setup jobs and propping up homes, and the rest of them idiots.
You need a couple of long relievers. You need some setup men. You don't need a closer. You got to close in Weaver. He's great. He shut the Dodgers down. He did a great job.
We need another one.
You need some more. And there's some players going to be able to, you know, the Padres traded for Scott, the closer from the Marlins. He's going to be a free agent.
Well, I hear already on the radar is our boy in Kansas City, who you like this year too, who won a lot of games for them.
Oh, I can't remember the name.
He's already in off-season trade talks with the Yankees because small market team, you know, and that tells me Cashman going to raid the barn of some small market teams, and that's how the Yankees get better.
There's another pitcher in Walker Buehler whose contract is up. Walker Buehler can probably go for $10-12 million a year, which in this day and time is a steal. Based on the analytics, he's only based on the whatever this chart they use, he's worth about $4 million a year because of the injuries, two Tommy John surgeries, bouncing hip injuries, bouncing back. So, but you can get it for $12 million, $10-12 million easy. And he's a good vet. He's 26. He's a young pitcher that can give you that has some experience. He's been to the World Series already. This is third World Series.
Right. And you don't go to three World Series unless you do. You got to be a part of it. You got to be pitching.
And he may not have a great regular season, but he always gives you a great offseason. A great postseason.
But to that end, Purdy, I mean, I don't want to overkill this because we got cause to get to.
Yeah.
But congratulations, my brother. I'm happy for you, honestly. MJ's happy for you. The boys are happy for you. I mean, Andoni, not so much.
I know.
Andoni still a little hard.
You know, Andoni, one day he may be pitching for the Dodgers and he'll have to change that talk.
Yeah, maybe one day. And then the session's been going well lately too, man. Big up to Coach Mike Butler and the rest of the crew.
Super.
You know,
super.
And also the crew over there at iElite doing big things. Jazz League getting ready to start next week.
Okay, super.
So they play for like a month and a half.
Okay.
Then they have a little break and then it starts.
Super, super. That's a good thing Jazz is doing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure we should give
Jazz. Don't forget Don't Blink coming up too.
I think that's the 12th, right? December 12th.
Yeah, and we're going to have those guys on the show, Todd and Lucius, next week. I know they get in town this weekend for the press conference and press release. And, you know, we've been a big part of that, so we can definitely continue that.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Next one. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
I guess they're a little upset the Dodgers won it.
I know. Talking Heads.
A pleasant good afternoon, Nardi.
Sparkalicious.
And Pearly.
What's happening?
You know, first of all, I'd like to say congratulations to both of you guys. You kept everything going after five. Everything when it comes to sports in general. Pearly got his victory the other night. Congratulations, Purdy.
Thank you, man.
You fought a whole season so you got to the end and you got it.
Never gave up on my Dodgers, never.
You got the piece of the jewelry that the manager said that's what it's all about.
And my T-shirt's on the way.
The beautiful jewelry.
My T-shirt's on the way. And my hat.
Even the guy, I don't know all the names, like, you know, even the guy that won the MVP, as proud as he was to get the MVP, he said it ain't even about his trophy.
No, it isn't.
It's about the other trophy. So, congratulations, you put it. And then we congratulate Naughty. Both of you guys got to the World Series.
Yeah, and we talked about that, John. We talked about playing.
Y'all were the only two teams that got to the. The thing is, getting to the World, only one team could win.
Yeah.
No matter who get there, only one team.
But only two teams. But only two teams can make it there.
You know. So both of you got to the victory. There's somebody crossed the line first.
Amen.
You know, so congratulations. And then we got to say congratulations to the Bahamians and sports generally, because everything seemed like been on fire this year. We got our first Bahamian female professional basketball star.
Championship.
The MVP.
Yes.
I know we must have got a motorcade coming to the Bahamas.
We better.
I had a young lady invited all her teammates to the Bahamas.
It'll be great to have them here.
I hear Bahama or Atlanta or somebody can have a whole female basketball team coming down here.
That'd be super.
I know why they don't go to work. They're a little small.
Yeah, but the big boys can afford the comp.
Yeah, big boys
can afford the comp. Yeah.
And then we got, you know, Jazz, another historian now, the first Bahamian and only the second Bahamian to make it to the World Series.
The late great Adam Brister was the other.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And his fame came out. All he did was lay down one bunt. One bunt, not no home run.
And still involved in one of the most played and talked about and controversial plays in the history of the World Series.
In baseball.
Yeah.
And then you got Jazz. He didn't win. He played like a master. I mean, I see him digging balls out of third base and flipping at the first base like he'd been in the baseball.
I think Jazz got a home at third base for the Yankees. Yeah. I think they leave Jazz there and they plug holes elsewhere.
They should.
Before the time goes, I want to remind them, are you giving me some time today?
Can you imagine?
What I said is that I see this fella playing third base like he'd been around in baseball all he liked.
Well, he has, but I mean...
And then he's the first Bahamian ever hit a home run in the World Series.
Yes.
I mean,
and did it in grand fashion to back to back off his teammate, which is not common.
I don't
common.
Care which Bahamian government in power, UBP, PSB, S&M, I ain't got nothing. If they say, hey, we need one party time in the Bahamas one weekend for our Bahamian sports legends, we call them legends now. One big motorcade, one big jungle rush out, one big thing down by Fish Fry. Something we got to honor these people. At least I'd like to see it done in my time because, you know, I on the other way. But,
you
know, I'd like to thank, you know, everybody that listened and watched y'all guys on the Sports Friday. You know, to be honest with you, Naughty, I know you don't read all my texts, but, you know, I get every text. I send it out to you every day, whatever I get.
I know, man. You know, I'd be busy, but you're group crazy, but you got a lot of stuff in there, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
But, you know, Naughty, on another note, I know you must have heard the last news lately, as far as I'm concerned. I know you better look back and read it. You know, some things came out about me yesterday that it ain't good news, you know. Check your text.
I can check your text and then I can give you a buzz back.
I am down, but I out. But the news wasn't good. And, I can be going through some serious things in the near future, but I got to fight. My night table now, Naughty, is full with all kind of medical supplies, you know, all kind of...
We can go through it with you, Sparky, all right?
Yeah, I know it ain't going to be easy, but I got to do it. Demonte, Sparky, you reach that time now, you're getting old, The results from the different tests of this, it don't look good. So, I can be okay, though.
We keep you in our prayers every day.
We keep you in our prayers every day, Sparky.
Cigarettes, definitely out for good. And the brown bottles, have a good day.
All right, Sparky, keep you in our prayers. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
All right, brothers. What's going on?
Hey, Muff.
I also long, I forget what I was going to say, but Pearly,
hey.
What Naughty number one, man? Naughty and all blue, right?
Naughty got the Dodger jersey on.
You got it on.
All right, send me a picture of that too on my WhatsApp, please.
We're going to take a picture right after the show?
Yeah, right after the show. Right. And then find the one with him and LeBron gear and all the LeBron gear. Send me that too.
I can send you a special picture. That LeBron gear, I was never in the LeBron gear, brother.
You ain't gonna find that. You ain't gonna find that.
Knowledge lie on you.
No. See, the thing is, knowledge only tells half that story.
Okay.
One season, I had to take the picture in that Miami Heat jersey. The next season, you know what happened to that same jersey?
It got burnt.
Toilet tissue.
No.
You understand what I say? You understand well what I'm saying? Knowledge only tells half the story.
Yeah.
Knowledge tells of the season when the Heat won. But the next season when we made the bet and they lost, he had to free that jersey up to me.
All right.
And I used it in my bathroom as toilet tissue before I washed it and returned it to him for his collection.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that's how the story go.
You're talking about
the L.A. jersey, right? Not the Miami Heat one.
No, the Miami Heat one.
Hey, listen.
Man, had I known you'd have been a Heat fan back then, I'd have used it twice in the bathroom.
Oh, shoots, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I just called you all, right? I just called you all sheetheads.
All right.
You and Big Mike and a couple other ones, but you're all long-suffering sheetheads. Could be worse. You all could be bronsexuals like Knowledge, but no. You're all card-carrying sheetheads. You all all right with me?
Hey, Hey, Freddy, yes, I hear you talking about the parade, man. They be hemming. They still looting and burning down busing, spraying up busing.
That's LA, bro. Once they got an opportunity to riot or loot, they're going to do it. They don't care who win.
Yeah, okay. I watched the good part on MLB Network. I watched the parade. I watched the speeches.
I'll see the story later
when I go to the LA ABC or NBC station. I'll see the story later.
Yeah, I agree. And Naughty, I agree with you, boy. That's Terry Rose, boy. That's Terry Rose statue. That ain't Dwayne Red.
Yeah, you see that, right? You see what I put on the Facebook page, right? Man, look here.
That's scary Terry.
Boy, that's scary Terry. That ain't you darn right with that. Somebody tell me that looked like a young human Ingram. I say, boy, I don't let Papa hear you talk, but that Papa would slap him.
Hey, Benny Francis, that's for that, boy. That got to come down.
But the bottom line is, Dwayne saw it before it went up, and he approved it.
Like it?
I just want to know
if the statue's nails were painted with nail polish like how Dwayne is right. Anyway, Muff, I go on that one. Be safe. Let's get to the next one. Talking heads.
Oh, good day, Starkin Voice, along with you and Pearly Naughty.
Yes, Brayman, what's going on, my brother?
Boy, let me tell you, they had broken open my house again and they carried my LeBron James basketball.
I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm glad they took LeBron's garbage out.
When they realize that's LeBron James basketball, they can bring that back.
That's gone on eBay already,
but they had the ball for years. From when I used to teach children, right? I got it so I could practice them an hour time from the lesson, you see? And that was up in my clothes closet. I took it out of my clothes closet and put it in my bedroom. They broke into my house and carried out. Naughty, I ain't like that.
No, that ain't a good thing.
Don't bust no corn, no, Brayman. Well, don't bust no corn.
We can get you a real basketball, all right?
I look forward to that.
All right.
All right, Brayman.
Hey, much love, y'all. Y'all do well. Hey, Naughty.
Go ahead, Brayman.
Boy, Pearly does a beautiful job when you're not there.
Hey, he taught me well.
And you know I appreciate both of you, right?
There you go, man. And like I always say, if you good enough to fill in for me when I'm not there, you good enough to have a day to hold you.
All right.
I'm sure Dwight is listening.
Power to you all. All the best.
Later, man. Be safe. That ain't Dwight's idea. That's my idea.
I know it's your idea, but I'm sure Dwight is listening.
Now, you know, you can't get too gravelicious now. If you want to give you one thing, that's on him, but you can still have those thirsty for me. Because he made that an operation. He made that rolling.
I think the producer tells us we need to go on the break.
Yeah, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking some NBA, some NFL picks.
Oh, man.
That game
last night.
You got that clip that I sent you? All right, before we get to the break, now that we've wrapped this Dodger, Yankee, pay the debt, tipped your hat to Pearly, if you ask me anything else till spring training start about the Dodgers and the Yankees, I'm going to quote my good friend, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, but we got to talk stuff when the trades happen and the signings.
No. I don't mind that. Oh, okay. I'm talking, all right.
All right, okay.
Anything pertaining to what transpired in that difficult time of my life, I'm putting
real respect your privacy.
This is the quote which you're getting right here.
Both things play hard. God bless and good night.
That's what you're getting. You remember that press conference?
I remember that.
You're getting Rasheed. One more time, let them know for all my Dodger fans out there, man. Congratulations, and Rasheed, tell them.
Both teams play hard. God bless and good night.
God bless and good night. And with that, we talk baseball in April. We talking football after the break. Let's go.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here. Good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street and Pond Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christchurch Cathedral? The Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
First of all, and I'll be smoking, joking, can calm down. We got to never run. Stay busted all night, we ride.
Take the black to wear.
It's not night.
I give up my partner to give me some yay, so double up to the
spot you need. We got to get P.O.B. Bing, funny, green, bling.
Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor, poor people, they roll so low.
Break it, you can't get away, but it's toast that yay, yo. Keep your bankroll.
Yeah. We're having a celebration.
Better stay high. You can better believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime after crime.
Been a creep to the bag, cause Mom's got a grub on the grill.
If we got the photo,
you know it's the first of the run that my choose. We thugs for real.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 1st edition of Talking Heads. Let me check the text lines real quick. Wow, this could be long, but I got to get this in. Naughty, in order for the Yankees to start winning again, they need to, number one, fire Aaron Boone. Number two, fire Brian Cashman. Nope, I don't agree with you on Cashman right there. Number three, trade Aaron Judge and sign Jazz Chisholm.
See, that's
it's okay to trade Aaron Judge. He hasn't produced in the postseason the past several years. He chokes. We can get better pitches and hit him for Judge.
You got to be kidding me. Mookie Betts went 2-for-33 in 2023 and 2022. What did he do in this World Series? He got off. You're going to have that. You're going to have that. This is baseball. Baseball, I always tell people, baseball is a cruel sport. You know, it's an easy game to play, but it's a cruel sport at times.
Passionate Yankee. I agree with you on signing Jazz.
Jazz is signed till next year.
I could go with you on firing Aaron Boone. Brian Cashman, no. I think the moves he made and did what he had to do to get us here is commendable. You need to give him another run. As far as Judge goes, boy, that's a head scratcher. Give me the weekend to think about that one. Because you know,
why? No, judges, your life, that's your life.
Yeah, form. But brother, you know me. They call me Trader Jack in fantasy for a reason. I will trade anything. I look at the options.
Yeah, but the bottom line is with Judge, he's him.
But we got to get a whole word of a lot of pitching and prospects for Judge.
No, you got a great starting pitching. You just need to improve your bullpen, and he needs some help around him. You need some help around him. Jazz is a good help to get, but you need a better batting catcher. All right? You need, and Verdugo is the reason why he's no longer, he wasn't, the Dodgers traded him to Boston, is the reason why the Boston let him go. And you probably need a left fielder. You may lose Soto. If you lose Soto, you got to go after some other players. You know, but I think Volpe is the future shortstop. Jazz is your future third baseman. I think Judge is the future. You don't get rid of players like Judge. You don't have teams who love him, and then he'll probably come in the World Series next year and beat you or play beat you in the playoffs next year.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
You don't let him go.
No, you don't. One player. I would send him to L.A. Send him to L.A., please. Send him right to L.A. We'll take him.
All right. These picks there, Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, the Island Game reminds you to always play responsibly and to be sure to check out the big NFL takedown. We had a big $3,000 draw. Somebody won that for October. We got $5,000 up for November. And, of course, you got the grand prize in December, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl.
Sounds good to me. But, you know, just before you get into the picks, the only thing that saved the Jets last night is Houston got an injured team.
Houston had one of their starting wide receivers.
Afternoon. You could see they was listening. You see they was losing.
Good afternoon, Naughty. Congratulations, Pearly. There's a lot of disappointed Yankee fans in Eleuthera. Cole pitched a masterful game, but I have never seen a defense crack at that level. Shaking my head. Hey, it happens. That's baseball. And yeah, Eleuthera tips. The Eleuthera Yankees tip their hat to you, Pearly.
Hey, thank you, Eleuthera. You know, and just so you know, I'm a descendant of Savannah Sound, so you know, I got that in blood.
Yes, Jazz had multiple stolen bases in the World Series.
I think three or four.
He wrapped on the 2-4-2 stairs. The Yankees will be back, I agree. But, you know, forgive us for not talking about the stolen base when he was too busy talking about his home run.
Yeah, the home run was the big. You saw that home run. You saw he jacked up.
Man, look here, for God's sake.
And I like the pose and how he flipped the bat. That was like too classic.
Caller, you gotta get me Monday, man. We gotta get you Monday, man. We gotta get right to these picks right now. But we look forward. So here's the deal. Let's jump in, Pearly. Rapid fire.
Okay.
We got several games this week, and we started off last night. Listen, I took the Texans last night. No shame in my game, Pearly.
I took the Texans too.
I'm out at you. That they should have won that game. And Jets fans are gonna be fooled. They think they're onto something. They're gonna get trounced next week. I like Buffalo over your Dolphins, man. Until Miami beats Buffalo, I gotta go with Buffalo.
I just take the Buffalo with the money line.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all I can say. But that's the kind of sneak game that the Dolphins will probably go and win and make you think, get some hope, and then come back and
because they bipolar
the
just like my Cowboys.
Next week, yeah.
Cincinnati Bengals, you know, I'm over the Raiders. I think that's a big game for Burrow and Chase. I think the Bengals win and stay alive.
I'll take the points in that as well.
Here's my upset bird flying. 1 o'clock in Cleveland, Jameis Winston and the Cleveland Browns upset the Los Angeles Chargers.
Ah, boy. You know what? The point spread is only 1.5. That's a coin flip.
I'd ride you. Jameis might eat a dub on that one, boy.
I'll ride with you on that one because they did.
Here's another upset bird is flying because Mayo got the Patriots fired up, and Mayo and the Patriots go on the road. I think they beat the Tennessee Titans.
I think you're looking for a lot there. I doubt that seriously. I'll take the Titans.
But look, Tennessee, the tight end is injured. They just traded D. Hop away. Calvin Ridley's injured. He may not even play.
That's right. Ridley is out here.
You see what I'm saying?
I forgot about that.
There are a lot of mitigating factors to that one, my brother.
And Pollard's out too, right?
Pollard's injured. I mean, he may be out. He may be game time.
He's questionable. But you know something? That can be.
Washington Commanders on the road against the New York Giants. Division game. It's going to be ugly, but I like the Commanders.
I like the Commanders.
Much as it pains my heart to do it, I got to take the Atlanta Falcons over my Dallas Cowboys. We're on the road. They run the football well. We got some pieces coming back. Still no Micah. I would rather take this out and see my Cowboys like lose the pick and see my Cowboys win.
Yeah.
Than anything else.
I'll take the Falcons and the points.
And it's only 3 points, so you never know. Yeah. Dallas may get lucky, but they got to prove something to me. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a bitter cowboy.
Understood.
I'm going to be a realist. I'm not supporting any foolishness Jerry Jones does.
Understood.
If we can't win a game, I'm going to say why we can't win a game, because Jerry don't make moves in the offseason, and it's coming back to bite us in the booty right about now.
Okay.
New Orleans Saints over the Carolina Panthers. This is a coin flip. This the dog. Just the dog nanny bowl. I hate the Saints.
I'll take the Saints, and I'll take because I need Kamara to give me some good points.
I like the Saints to win it. I'll take them on the money line, but I ain't taking them on the spread or nothing else.
The money line, yeah.
I like Baltimore at home over the Denver Broncos. Denver's horrible at 1 o'clock games.
And Baltimore needs to bounce back.
They lose two straight. Arizona gets it done at home. They're a very good team at 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Arizona, they got some confidence in what they do to the Dolphins last week. I'll take them.
Got the Philadelphia Eagles over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes. I like them. They're getting healthy. They're good enough to beat Jacksonville.
Yes.
The Rams are a dark horse team, and teams in the NFC West need to watch out. The Rams could still be the division winner there. I like them to go to Seattle. They're healthy now. They got both their wide receivers back. They got some more pieces back. They popped the Seahawks in the mouth. Seahawks got some injuries. I like the Rams to win that one.
Metcalf is out. Fant is out. That could be a win.
Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers.
In that name, the Detroit will bounce
back. Detroit is going to win that game.
Detroit should win that.
It's going to be a good game, but I like Detroit to win that one. Minnesota Vikings at home against the Indianapolis Colts Sunday night. Flacco going to make it interesting with Indianapolis, but Minneapolis bounces back at home.
I like Minnesota.
And Monday night, until the Chiefs lose, I can't stop picking them. Kansas City over Tampa Bay.
I'm going to pick this as the upset. I think Baker's
too much injuries.
I think Baker's been putting up a lot of points. This is the upset. And people, why? Because of the injuries, I think this is the upset.
And before we get out of here, Purdy, for all of you, you're congratulating you for your Dodgers. You didn't tell the people who came back late in the fourth quarter behind Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb for that 137-136 victory in fantasy. Let them know.
But listen.
Let him know. I know.
And if I almost started Baker, if I started Baker, it would have been a different story.
You was good to Doc and CD hooked up in the fourth quarter, boy.
I keep seeing Mr. Ball. If you know the F words I threw that.
I know. I'll take it, though. I'll take it. But, all right.
All right, brother.
Have a great weekend. Congratulations on your Dodger again. Quick
you,
break.
Man.
Flip side of the break. Colin Coward taking us home, talking about last night's game. We'll see you Monday right here on Talking
And stay safe today, everybody.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stretching, I'm yawning. Lightweight, bitch, chug a leg, I take a fist to the dome. It's like I got kick with my chug. But the dance is first, so I'm getting me hustle long.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
What gift gives you joy? The gift of home renovations. Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of three prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to US$100,000. Visit CIBC FCA or CCaribbean. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Welcome to the official YouTube channel for the Colin Cowherd podcast. Go on, hit the subscribe button. There it is, so you don't miss any of our football content this season. It has been, if I might say, fantastic.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in. In about 10 minutes, we'll have Chad Millman, which we do Sharp or Square, where I give him about seven or eight of my picks, and he chews them up and spits them out. And I'm taking more and more favorites these days, as I think you do get to a point in the season where the better teams separate, the better coaches separate, everybody gets banged up. It's a war of attrition at this point. You see all these players dropping. Sometimes Devontae Adams, a player goes out, comes back in. He did, had a touchdown. So the Jets beat the Texans 21-13 on Halloween. The Jets dressed up as a pretty good football team. Aaron Rodgers, I thought, played, especially, you know, in the second half, I thought he played pretty well. I've seen that so many times this year where a quarterback, Brock Purdy against the Cowboys, Russell Wilson a couple of times, Aaron Rodgers tonight, where they just can't get it right in the first half, and then they get warmed up, and I thought in half. You know, when you have Breece Hall, when you have Devontae Adams, when you have Garrett Wilson, you know, those are real weapons. You know, if you can get decent protection. Aaron had a nice run tonight. It got called back because of a holding on the rookie from Penn State, but that was a really nice run. He had 211 yards, 22 of 32, three TDs, no picks. I like the Jets tonight. That was one of my stronger plays. It would have been my first or second strongest play if it was on Sunday. And I think the reality of this game, it was a really bad spot for a beat-up Texans team that can't protect C.J. Stroud. So the Jets had eight sacks tonight, which is about double what teams had been getting against Houston. But they're down to Tank Dell and a bunch of third and fourth level receivers. So it was a good spot for the Jets. And what's interesting for the Jets, and this is why this win matters. So, yeah, two of their wins, a short week at home, Patriots and Texans. But now, think about this. It's an advantage because the Jets are not going to win a division. We know the Bills are going to win the division. The Ravens will eventually win their division. The Chiefs will win their division. Colts, Texans will go back and forth. But this is key. The teams, the Jets only hope to get into the playoffs is as a wild card team. And right now, unless they go on a losing streak, Pittsburgh looks like it will be one of those wild card teams. But there's two other wild card spots. And the good news is the Jags could be one of those teams. The Jets play them. The Colts could be one of those teams. Jets host them in a couple. Texans could be one of those teams. The Jets just beat them. So it looks like to me, the three playoff teams in the AFC we know are Bills, Ravens will make it. They're just too good unless Lamar got hurt, and the Chiefs. And then you're going to be battling the Colts, the Jags, the Texans, the Chargers, the Steelers for three wild card spots. And you've already got a W over the Texans, and you get the Colts at home. You also get the advantage when you play on Thursday night. You get 4 days extra rest against your next opponent. That's Arizona. So they'll have to travel out to the desert in Arizona, but you got extra rest. Arizona plays a very physical Chicago Bears team, a really good defense for the Chicago Bears off a humiliating loss. So I'm sure the Bears, you know, that's going to be a physical game against Arizona. You're going to be more rested, more prepared. With a veteran quarterback and Aaron Rodgers coming off a very good outing. The more he plays with Devontae Adams, the better it's going to work. So they've got the pieces. I don't think they're a brilliantly coached team. But I've said this before. There's three really good teams in the AFC. Then, you know, it's pretty mushy in the wild card race. Miami's not as good as we thought. DraftKings is offering $1 million a day in bonus bets for the first 10 days of the NBA season. That's $10 million in bonus bets. Here's how to shoot your shot. Opt in, get a daily NBA profit. You pick a pregame NBA player prop to boost. If that player leads the league that night in points, rebounds, assists, you win a share of $1 million bucks in bonus bets.
Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N, to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets if your player is king of the court. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Chargers just, they have very limited firepower. Unless they make a trade at the deadline, the Chargers are going to be in a bunch of close games. If they play the Jets tomorrow, it would be a close game. I mean, the Chargers just can't, they can't beat anybody badly. They don't have any playmakers. Ladd McConkey, the rookie, is like a two. He's twitchy and clever, but he's not a burner. He's not an over-the-top guy. Doesn't have huge separation in the NFL. So, I mean, it's what do I think about the Jets? Well, they ran for about 100 yards tonight. Aaron was comfortable. Aaron had time to throw. And the schedule works out. Extra rest for Arizona. Colts, Seattle at home. Rams later at home. I mean, only one team the Jets play the rest of the way right now has a winning record, the Buffalo Bills. And they're not winning the division, so they don't have to worry about Buffalo. So it's all right in front of you. Listen, I like C.J. Stroud, but he's down to second and third tier receivers. They can't protect him. Joe Mixon's a hell of a player. That was his number one weapon tonight. But Jets win 21-13. I was thinking about this. I was talking to J-Mac on the phone tonight. He was out with his kids doing Halloween. So I live in a place without a lot of kids coming up. So I went out for a walk and saw all the kids in the neighborhood out having a good time. But when I came back, I was talking to J-Mac. And, you know, New York has just had a really rough stretch for a decade in sports. I mean, the Yankees, it really wasn't competitive against the Dodgers. It really wasn't. They won a single game. Both the Padres and the Mets matched up better against the Dodgers than the Yankees did. The Yankees won one game, and it was a bullpen game by the Dodgers. They went 0-2 in the games in which Gerrit Cole pitched. They're just, you know, again, they can beat the Guardians. But the Yankees, they just don't match up to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers were beat up. They'll be a significantly better and healthier team next year. The Giants and the Jets, at least one of them has Aaron Rodgers and Quinnen Williams. You know, the Knicks are a nice story, but I don't think they're in the class of the Celtics. So it's been rough. I mean, it's the Mets have a rich owner and Francisco Lindor is a remarkable player, but they have good players and one great player. So, I mean, you think to yourself, God, why does anybody care about the Jets? If you're in New York, I mean, because of Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, you know, they have their moments. And like in the second half tonight, they have their moments where they look competitive. Here's the good news for New York. Colts, Jags, Texans, all that they can make up ground. And if they beat them head-to-head in the wild card race in the AFC, I don't think they're going to get there. I'll still stand by my prediction. I think the Jets are going to win 8 or 9 teams. That's what I think they are. I think they're an 8 or 9 win team. But I do think Devontae Adams, like tonight in that second half, and you can see the more he and Aaron play together. And what I really liked about Aaron tonight is he was really into it. He was really into it. He had good energy in the second half. He was pumping his fist. He was fired up. And that's what you worry about with Aaron. He can be a very moody guy. And I've said he's always – I had an NFL coach tell him, a pretty famous NFL coach once say, he's just Jay Cutler with talent, is that he's kind of a moody, prickly, difficult guy. The difference is Aaron can really, when he has time to throw, really can spin it. And tonight he was in a groove. He had great energy. He played inspired. And it was fun to watch. The first half wasn't fun, but 21-13 Jets win, and it's something. 8 sacks, ran the ball effectively. Aaron had a good night. Now you have extra prep time against the Arizona Cardinals. I love this time in the NFL season because it does feel like the games get a little bit easier to predict just because it's statistically defenses get hurt more than offenses, and you know, so you get a separation now. You get some finger pointing. The best coaches feel like they separate. Now, I don't think the Jets have one of the better coach teams, but I do think offensively, and that's what this – nobody's stopping anybody defensively. I still think the Jets miss Robert Saleh on that end. But offensively, you got to be able to score. And you start looking at the Jets' pieces. If Aaron's healthy, it's something. It's not that it's better than the Giants. I mean, there are a lot of teams in worse shape than Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, a decent backup, Allen, the kid from Wisconsin, Garrett Wilson, and Devontae Adams. There are a lot of teams in much worse shape than that. And this point forward,
the offenses winning this league. I mean, you go look at January and February, the last 3 or 4 years, it's the offenses that separate. Nobody's stopping anybody late. Everybody's all dinged up on that side of the ball.